Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the good time. We thank you that you're with us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. Lord, we thank you that we're going to look at some scripture today. We thank you that every one of us is going to be challenged and touched. And Father, I thank you that there's going to be people here and by the internet that's going to get revelation on the things we talk about today. We love you, Lord, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Write down framed with integrity. We've been talking about framing our life and how Christ has actually framed our life and give us everything we need. But you know, there's a place that you can go that God will absolutely, and the Word says, He will start blessing your life like you've never been blessed before. If you don't go there, you're still blessed, but you're going to miss a lot of blessings. You're going to miss, see, God, once you're saved, once you're born again, you're going to heaven. But that little stretch between the time you were born and the time you go to be with Jesus, there's a lot that goes on. But you can live there, or you can live there with such blessings you don't know what to do. You know, the Word says, we were talking about tithing a while ago, the Word says that if you give your first fruits, He will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings beyond what you can even handle. So He's a God that wants to take care of you. He's a God that wants to bless you. He's a God that wants to surround you with all His blessings. In Psalms 41:12, it says you, which is talking about you, God is going to uphold me in integrity. God is going to uphold you in integrity. So if you're one that has framed your life with integrity, well, you think, well, what's integrity? What is the definition of integrity? See, integrity takes you to the truth. Integrity is when you look at a situation or a circumstance and you speak what the Word says about that situation and you live that way, you don't live the other way, that's integrity. If you're challenged and you know if you tell the truth, you're going to be in trouble. But you choose to go ahead and go with the truth, that's living in integrity. If you say, I'm going to be at church at 9:30, and you show up before 9:30 or 9:30, that's integrity. If you show up late on purpose or late all the time, don't throw anything at me, I'm sorry, you are missing blessings. It's one thing if you're late for something you're supposed to be at, and there's an accident or there's something that come up, that is different. But if you just are always one that is always late for any situation or circumstance, there is no integrity in that, and you are missing blessings. It's like if you don't tithe, God still loves you. God takes care of you. God is with you, never leave you. But you are missing blessings beyond blessings by not living under the standards. And it's not law. It's just that He has something special for those that operate in the special. He's a very excellent God. There is nothing but excellence in God. That's why, folks, I don't know if you've noticed, but Holly and Candace keep this church excellent. Why? Because Holly's in charge, and it won't be any other way. This is her ministry. This is her church. And don't you dare leave paper on the ground. And don't you dare, I mean, she throws a fit when we have prayer on Saturday morning and there's a little bit of dirt left on the floor. That's integrity. And see, if you choose to walk in that integrity, then God is going to uphold you in everything that goes on in life. Even when you make mistakes, because you have walked with integrity, God is going to pull you from that and uphold you in all that's going on. That's God. And really, all I want to be talking about today is those things that give us extra blessings. See, He always takes care of me. He always takes care of you. But when you put the shopping cart up, where it goes, you are taking the extra step. When you come to church when you don't feel like it, you're making that extra step. When you tithe, you're making that extra step. When you say thank you, you're making that extra step. When you do the things that you're supposed to do, that's that extra step. I ran into somebody yesterday. Maybe they were having a bad day. I'm not judging that. But it wasn't even a hi, how are you? It was just a... Well, maybe they were having a bad day, but you know what integrity would have done? Hey, how are you doing today? Is everything okay? Are you all right? But instead, it was just there's no integrity in that. Because she was consumed with her inadequacies, her insecurities, it's not about you and I. It's about everybody that's around us. It's about you getting yourself out of the way and walking in integrity to the place where you don't violate those things of integrity. See, when you violate integrity, you violate Christ's character that's in you. Iva got that revelation that he lives in us. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in us. When you violate integrity, you are violating Christ that's living inside of you. So if the character of Christ and the character that you're supposed to be is not what it should be, and you and I miss the blessings, you're all looking at me like, wait a minute, I walk in integrity. I ran a stop sign this morning. I come to the end of my driveway. I glanced. There wasn't a car to even be seen, and I didn't stop all the way. A stop sign says stop. So I probably missed a little of a blessing that I could have had if I would have done what the law. See, integrity stops at a stop sign. How many times have you come to a stop sign and your mind is on so many things and you're so used to just going through it that you really don't look right? See, God's trying to protect us and take care of us, and it might have been that not stopping would have cost me a heartache. See, he is designed, this whole thing's designed to take care of us. We are so, so blessed. If I violate integrity, I violate my peace. Because see, I've got a renewed conscience by the blood of Jesus. And I know what he wants. You all do. Anybody that's born again, anybody by the internet that's born again, if you're born again, you have a new conscience and you know what's right, what's wrong, whether you know it's right or wrong, you know it's right and you know it's wrong. Everybody, amen? Anybody? We know in our knower, oh, I shouldn't be saying this or I shouldn't be doing this or I should say this or I should do that. We know. So if we choose not to walk in that, maybe I'm just talking to the internet crowd today. Because you guys are all so human. Very good, Norman. We're human. And we're not perfect. And we're not going to be perfect until Jesus comes. But we can attain a higher level of blessings if we choose to do it God's way. And that, there's no law in this. This is just, it's a choice. It's knowing that God wants to bless you, but he has standards. He will not violate his principles. He will not do that. So if you violate that, if you compromise your convictions, then you're not going to walk in peace anymore. You're not going to live in that realm that you wished you could live in and always want to live in. Isaiah 28:17 says, I will make integrity the measuring line of my life. See, that there's a place where this all has to start. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. See, there's a foundation. I guess because I know a little bit about carpentry work, there is a place where this building had to start. If I remember right, they set the transit up on that corner right over there. So they set a level over there and a point over there to where everything from that point had to come off of that point for everything to be level. So they would come off of that point and they would go to there with a transit and it would be exactly that height. And they would go to that one and they would go to that one. Then they would shoot across this one. Then they would take measurements across and it's exactly the same distance from there to there as it is from there to there when you're making this type of a building. It had to be to the very 16th of an inch for the building to be exactly square, exactly true, exactly level. That's the measuring line. That's the place you start. Integrity in your life. Listen to me. If you will always walk with integrity, if you will always go for the truth, if you will always, it used to be that we could shake someone's hand and say, I will give you. I sold my last truck to a young man who walks in integrity. And I sold it to him for a certain amount, and I said to him, you can give me the rest later. No paperwork. I took his hand and I shook his hand, trusting that he would. He's called me twice. I'm still bringing that money. I will bring that money November 15th. You will have the money. I text back, no problem, because I know in my heart the young man will do it because he's a man of integrity. And I've watched his past a little bit that I've known him, and he's a man of integrity. We're in a political battle right now. It's so awesome to know that there's more early voters now than voted in 2014. Folks, that's awesome. We are fighting darkness now. And we are either voting for what's right for the people and what's right with the Constitution, or we are voting so liberal that we can do whatever we want to do. Where does it say in the Bible that you can be and do whatever you want and have the blessings of God? It doesn't. But God is giving this America a last shot. It's no different than the first thing that President Trump signed was the Johnson Act, to eliminate the Johnson Act, which held me back from saying what I wanted to say, because it used to be back when this country was formed, everything was decided in church. Because we were all godly people. And we came over from the other area because we wanted freedom of religion. Then they twisted that freedom of religion and said that you can't put church and state together. It's not even in the Constitution. It just says that the state can't mess with you. That's what it says. You can do what you want. But we've twisted it and we've come out of the integrity because there is no plumb line anymore. We've took the Bible out of schools. There is nothing we can't say don't smear gum in the back of their hair. We can't say right or wrong. That's why there's chaos in most of the schools. That's why the teachers cuss as much as the students. Unless you've got a teacher that has took control and said it won't happen in here. But most let things go. Why? Because they don't have anything to go back to. There's no line anymore. But see, those people in integrity, like you and I, we're going to purpose to do what's right. We're going to purpose to get there on time. We're going to purpose to follow the rules. We're going to purpose to be what God has created us to be. We're going to purpose to take care of it. Ephesians 2:2 says Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. He's it. I don't care where you work or what you do. If there's a 10-minute break, take 10 minutes. If you'll be at work at 7 o'clock, be at work. Don't come dragging into 2 after. Just be there. I remember when I worked at the mines and I started getting a revelation on this and I started cutting my breaks back to the time they would give us. And I ran machinery most of my 20 years at the mines, and we would have a group of 15 or 20 machines all doing the same thing, and we'd all pull over in groups, and our breaks sometimes would be 30 minutes. Well, you know, when everybody's doing it, I guess it don't matter. But when the Holy Spirit started dealing with me and I was told that I could have 10 minutes to go to the bathroom and get a drink, and I started backing out of the group. Where are you going? Did I catch it? Anybody that's worked knows exactly. So then I got isolated. They would park in such a way that I couldn't even pull up and visit because I would mess up their group. And I took persecution for it, but yet I've watched through my life that when I started trying to walk in that integrity, and I miss it like everybody does, but when I started trying to walk in that integrity, then God would add blessings to my life that I would go. And when I quit complaining about the equipment that I ran, then you got advantage taken of you and you got the worst piece of equipment on the block. And that's only because the boss didn't have to hear anything from me. I wouldn't complain, so I got it. But in time, that turned around, because then when the new equipment come in, guess who got to run it? Why? Because I chose to do what I should be doing. I chose to work as much as I could. I wished I could go, but that's one area I wished I could go back and readjust a lot of that stuff. I wished I would have done it from the very beginning, completely working for God. So many things that I did in that area that wouldn't have pleased God. That wouldn't have pleased God. That wouldn't have pleased God. And I just ran with the crowd, where the crowd is, it's a mob. That's what's happening now. I mean, you take the liberal side of what's going on. I mean, you got a mob now. You got a mob wanting their way because they don't know what to do. It's not their fault. They've just never seen, they've never had a plumb line. They don't know where to go from. They're frustrated. Well, this ain't right. I don't believe that. Well, get back to what's right, and then you'll have something to go from. See, I vote according to this right here. If you're a Christian, see, I can say this now because of the Johnson Act. If you're a Christian, check out your people. I'm not saying vote Democrat or Republican. I'm saying check out your people. If they're living for Christ or trying to live for Christ and have the morals of what this book says, then you take your integrity and you choose who to vote for. Because it'll make a difference in the outcome. I don't know why the president's using somebody like Trump. Good Lord, the man's crazy sometimes. I mean, but aren't you? See, he's not political. And nobody knows what to do with him. But I can remember, you know, I can remember all the elections that I voted for. All these people would get up and say what they're going to do, and then you never even heard another thing about it. They went on about their agenda of making money. But we get somebody that's not political. He don't even take a salary, and he's doing what he said. Well, that's weird. We don't know what to do. Now, the man may have had some crazy lifestyle in the past, and he may talk crazy sometimes. But he's got more integrity than any politician I've ever seen, because he does what he says. If he says he's going to build a wall to stop the people from coming in, he will get the wall built some way. Why? Because that's what he said. It's just like you. All you got to do is just adjust and do what you say. Like this young boy I sold the truck with. Truck to. What if he didn't pay? That will ruin his integrity with me. And I'm one, maybe I'm a little judgmental, but if somebody lies to me, I'm done. Because if you're going to lie to me in one thing, why would I ever trust you in anything? But see, God's after people. Some of you are looking so sad right now. All you have to do is change. If you're caught up in a lie, just straighten it out. Because see, anything brought to the light, the devil's ruined. You know, you can go to somebody that you've been lying to and say, you know what I said about that, it wasn't totally true. They'll forgive you and you just move on, it's done. See, we got to be a people that walk in integrity. We've got to recognize that God's got a big, big plan for our life and recognize what he's going to do. We can't compromise that foundation. If I started there, and I let 1 inch difference right there, now when I shoot that one over to here, I'm 1 inch off, if I get it perfect. And if I go back this way to this corner, and I stay with that coordinates, I'm 1 inch off here. Now when I shoot from here to over there, I'm going to be 1 inch high or 1 inch low. And I'm going to build this building, and somehow, some way, I've got to shim things up. I've got to lie about to get it up to level, where if I walked in integrity, I'm going to be the same all the way around. And then when we added the next building, they had to work off of this level because this floor had to walk into that floor and be the same. Unless you've got an extreme change and we put steps in. I'm still believing for another building right beside this building that we can put the school in where it can be a school just like it's supposed to be. It's coming. We haven't stopped. God's got big things. But it'll never happen if we don't have a group that works in integrity. We've got to walk in integrity. We've got to come to that place of not compromising what we... I don't want to lose my peace. I live that way too much. I want to just walk every day to the best of my ability and walk in integrity to the best of my ability and not have to remember what I did, so I have to cover it up with something else. Because you always do. If you lie, you got to remember your lie. Especially since my stroke. I can't go there anymore. I forgot stuff. We've got a carbon monoxide, what do you call them? Detector in our house. I found out. Well, Connie said I put it up. We were standing in the house, and I looked up where our fire or smoke detector's at, which I remember that one. But the one under it is a carbon monoxide detector, and I said, Connie, I even thought, did Brad come over and put that up? See, we can't remember everything. See, I don't remember nothing about that thing, where it come from, who put it up, how it got there. See, that's a little scary. But if I'm a liar, like I've been blamed over this year that I lie, if I'm a liar, then I've got to remember that lie. I can't remember lies. I can't remember detectors. Come on. Let's just walk in the truth the best we can walk in, the integrity, and then you just relax because you haven't compromised. You haven't changed. You know, we've changed things around here. Mallory and Mara, when they come back, they said, everything's different. Everything's different except the word. It never changes. It will not change. You say, well, I don't like the frames on a wall. Well, just don't come back for 2-3 weeks. It'll change. It's about the word. It's about reaching people. It's about doing what Christ tells us to do. You say, well, what are you doing in a suit and a tie today? This is what my wife got out. I don't care if you wear holy blue jeans or you wear a tie. Who cares? It's the message. It's the word. It's the truth. And if you're one that goes after the truth, then Proverbs 11:3 says, integrity will guide the upright. Well, why would I follow the word? Because it's the truth. Why would I follow something that's not true? Why would I lie? Back to those that are late about things. Why would I be disrespectful to people and church to be late? There's no integrity in that. And I know I got some out there sitting out there right now going, man, I'm not coming in late again. Well, you shouldn't. I mean, why... What if Matt opens up for everything that's going on? Matt's here an hour early. Bless him. I don't have to worry about, Don don't even have to worry about it being turned on. Don comes in and Matt says, I got this, this, and this, and this, and done. Well, why? Because he's walking in it, because he said he would. And he's not, when it's over, so if you're trying to take his job over, He's not going to let you have it. You can go around and check on him, but it's already done. Why? Because he's trying to walk in integrity. He's still battling cigarettes, but we've all got our battles.
That's right.
And eventually he's going to win because he's still trying. Come on, everybody. We got to be people that just walks in the things of God. Remember the umbrella I had that had the holes in it? I could not find that. I wanted to have that today. See, when you don't walk in integrity, you've got holes in your umbrella. You're allowing the spirits and the things to come in on you that normally wouldn't come in on you because you're not choosing to walk in the things of God. You're not choosing to go the right route. And let me go back. It's not law. There's no law that says you have to be saved. It just is the best way. I have this set up for you because I want to bless you. I want to bless you. Proverbs 10:9 says, he who walks with integrity walks with security. I'm going to be okay when I get off and make a mistake because I've chose to try to walk there. Do I walk perfectly in integrity? No, and neither will you. But I'm recognized when I make that mistake, and I adjust to change it. That's what repent means. Repent means to turn around. Proverbs 25:21, the integrity of the uprightness preserves me. We've read these scriptures the last couple services, but it takes care of us. Mom used to make homemade jelly. She'd mix it all up and she'd pour it in these jars, and then she'd get paraffin and pour that paraffin on top. That paraffin sealed it. That paraffin preserved it. That paraffin, if that paraffin wasn't there, that jelly would get bad. If integrity is not in your life, you're not being preserved like you could be preserved. That's what the Word says. You're not being the person of Christ that you could be if you just chose to take the battle on. Because it's a battle to walk in integrity now. Because everybody lies. Everybody twists things. Everybody. I mean, you can't listen to the news. I don't care if you listen to Fox or Chicken Noodle News. I can say that because I've seen them lie. I don't know if you all know the story. Ken Gobb called me and said, turn on CNN. And I said, okay. And I turned it on. And he said, look at all them cars in Jerusalem. Yeah. He said, look at the license plates. They were California license plates. Yeah. Well, see, that's a lie. There's no integrity in that. They had a car before you went into Bethlehem, and they called it the CNN car. And every time they did a newscast, they would dump kerosene on it, diesel fuel on it, and light it and burn it while they were doing the news. We pulled up in the bus, and Ken Gobb showed us that car that sat there. As far as I know, it's still sitting there. See, that's not integrity. We've got to be the new generation. I don't care if you're a millennium or if you're an old timer or a new timer. We've got to come to the place of being what God tells us to be and understanding that God, folks, go to Daniel. The more I read about this guy, he has an excellent spirit. What an example. I've got a few scriptures wrote down. Daniel 1:8, it says, but now let me back up to 5. Now they got actually become slaves. And in verse 5 it says, and the king appointed to them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and for 3 years of training, they're going to college to work for the king basically, for 3 years training for them, so at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Now they were given this training and this eating because the king thought it was better. Now listen to what he did. Drop down to verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacy, nor with the wine which he drank. Now could you imagine going into any university, nowadays here even, and saying, I don't want to take that class. I don't want to do this and that, but I want to graduate. Well, we're sorry you can't. But I can't do that because my moral says I can't do that. My moral says I can't eat that way. My morals, and he let him do it. He said, just let me do it and I'll prove to you. Well, we know the story. But the amazing part was that he had the guts to stand up what he believed in. Yeah. That's integrity. I would cut my brakes short because that is what the boss asked us to do. That was the integrity that was slowly being built back into me. I was just as bad as them, sometimes worse. At the coal mines, the quitting time at where I worked was 3:30. But for some reason, if you wasn't in the wash house and getting in your truck by 3 o'clock, you were running late. Because everybody did it. There's no integrity in that. And so when I started just hanging out and getting another load and then coming in at a quarter after and then making it to my car by 3:30, the other shifts was like, what are you doing running late? I wasn't running late. I was trying to do, was it difficult? I can't tell you how difficult it was. And I can't tell you today how some would not even talk to me because I was messing up their liberal standards. Come on. It's no different. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. You need to vote what the Bible says, not what your party says. You need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and not the leading of the people and not the leading of the mob. You need to follow what God's doing. You need to recognize. Look, stay there in Daniel. I got a couple more scriptures I want you to look. Daniel 5, flip your pages over if you've got your Bible with you. 5:14. It says, I've heard of you that your spirit, that the Spirit of God is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Hoo-hoo! Could you imagine someone, you're with someone, and you go to meet them, and they say, oh, I've heard that you walk in excellence. I heard that you're a man of integrity. I heard that you walk in the things of God. I heard that you don't compromise on anything. Could you imagine? If they heard, how'd they hear? They heard because you were. They heard because they seen you suffer. They heard because, yeah, folks, we've had books written against us. I mean, you'd have thought when that one book came out that I was a Jim Jones. Drink your Kool-Aid. We had people in this body that was interviewed and said that I was like a Jim Jones. But what do? You just forgive and go on. Well, forgiveness is part of integrity? Guaranteed. Forgiveness is something you have to do every day, all the time. You choose to forgive your wife. You choose to forgive your kids. You choose to forgive the people that you love. You choose. You have to. Or you're not walking in integrity. Y'all, so quiet, but I love it. 6:3, it says, Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors. Now, how'd that happen? Because he walked in excellence. Distinguished himself above the governors and the satraps because of the excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought of setting him up over the whole realm. He had such favor. See, you can have the same thing that I'm talking about. I don't care where you work or what you're doing. All you have to do is walk. Young people, listen to me. Start at an early age. Don't be haughty. Don't be better than them. Just walk in integrity and let your walk, not your talk, let your walk. Because people will see your walk. They don't want to hear your talk. Because it makes them feel too bad. You just walk. Because lots of times our mouth will make us haughty. Our mouth will make us better than them. You just walk in your integrity in life. And you just do what the Bible says has told you to do. And you watch how things are going to change. One more in Daniel. Daniel 6:5 says, then these men said, we shall not find any charge against Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. He was so a man of such excellence that they couldn't even find a mistake. So they had to plan against his God to pull him down. You all know the story. They set up this false law, and he didn't even think twice. Matter of fact, he could have kept his windows, shutters closed, and prayed to that direction he prayed 3 times a day, and there would have been nothing even known. But he opened them up so everybody would see that he stood for his God. He was a man of excellence in everything he did. We all can be drawn into being better. If we choose integrity, I want to give you some quick scriptures. Proverbs 11:3 says integrity will guide us. Proverbs 41:12 says integrity will uphold us. Psalms 25:21, integrity will preserve me. Psalms 26:1, integrity will vindicate me. I love that one. I love that one because we all goof. I love that because we all make these mistakes. But yet, because I've tried to stay on course with integrity, he vindicates me in my mistakes. See, he's my judge, my advocate. He's everything. He's going to take care of me. It will be okay. He's going to do it. You know, nowadays, you just don't... It's hard. It's a bummer to say it. But you get to where you just don't trust anybody. I mean, think about how many times you've been duped. But you got to forgive, or the enemy will use that against you, because it's not you that's making the problem, it's them that's making the problem. They're the ones that didn't do what they said they would do. They're the ones that are different than you thought they were. They're the ones that, so you can't let that get on you. You've got to recognize, okay, this is between me and God. That's why working, folks, you don't work for your employee. If you are, you'll make mistakes. You work as unto the Lord. And he will take care of everything in your life because he says he will. Proverbs 10:9, integrity will help me walk securely. I read that one. It's going to be okay. Proverbs 20:7, our sons and daughters will be blessed. Do you ever think about that? If you're a mom and a dad and you've chose to walk in integrity, your kids are going to be blessed. If you're a liar, your kids are going to take the curse. Where is your name in the names of people when they say the Comans? We catch a lot now because of our situation that happened years ago, 10 years, 3 or 4 months ago. But we still catch it. Oh, Comans? But yet there's a Pastor Ron, and there's a Pastor Con, and there's a Bradley, and there's a Keith. And there is a Chris, that the truth will come out. But even after the truth comes out, people are people, so you can't let them affect you. You just walk with him. And you just know that he's with you. And you just walk in integrity where they can't find anything on you. See, that's why little things like the scripture says, don't make room for the devil. In other words, you know, don't have an adult male and an adult female riding in a car together. You say, well, I'm stronger than that. That has nothing to do with it. The fact is, he says, don't make room for the devil, because if anybody sees you riding together, you're not married, then they're going to say, I seen so-and-so and so-and-so, and that's all it takes. Because people will believe the lie quicker than they'll believe the truth. Where if you walk in integrity, you say, well, you mean I got, see, we never allow, matter of fact, we never have got it done yet, but we're working on it. We're going to glass in every door of every office to where if the door accidentally gets shut, you still got a glass to see who you're talking to in there. And it used to be just male and female. Now it's when two guys are together. Why? Because society doesn't have, let's go back, they don't have the foundation. We removed it. We don't have a point to even start from. It's just, well, let's just go where it feels good. Let's just do whatever. Well, you can't do that. There's no way you could come in here and build this building. You couldn't even, I mean, I come in here and did most of the dirt work with big machinery, and I got it close, but I still could not have got it where it has to be without someplace or something. You have to start somewhere. I'm encouraging you, start right here. This is all truth. And by it being all truth, then it's where you can start. Now, I'm not talking about digging in the Old Testament, because even in the first Gospels where it says, you know, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. No, don't be stupid. That's old covenant stuff. But get into the part where Jesus died for you, and it's all from then on. It's the truth. He gives you grace for every situation. He had to deal with the flesh back in the old covenant. That's how he dealt with things. In the new covenant, it's blessings. And that old covenant thing is still hanging on to so many religious people, that you don't realize how much God loves you and how much he wants to bless you. And he gives you these little things to help you and keeps you going. See, he wants us to live a life of integrity. He wants you to frame yourself with integrity, where if anybody sees you or hears from you, they know that they know that man will tell me the truth. That woman will be honest. If they said they're going to be here at 7 o'clock, they will do everything in their power to pull up in front of this place at 7 o'clock. They'll make it on time. I can trust. I know Matt's going to be here way before any of us. Matt apologized for missing yesterday morning. You know, we all have things. But he said he's been sick and he went to bed at 3:30 and set his alarm for 4:30 to be here to open for 7 o'clock prayer. Well, who could wake up after 1 hour and you're sick? I said, man, it's okay. But to have that want to do right, see, that is integrity. That is it, at the sea in the heart. Last scripture, Proverbs 4:23. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. If you just, you say, well, but I can't tell the truth all the time. Maybe you get caught up, and maybe that's true at first, but you'll get checked every time you stretch the truth. You know, evangelists are bad at that. 12 people got saved, and you say, there's 100 people come to the altar and got saved. Well, that's a lie. A pastor's going to get up and lie? See, it's so easy to do now because everybody does it. So we've got a purpose to go, no. We're going to walk in truth. We're going to know that everything, as we read this word, as we study this word, as we come to church, as we get fed, we're going to find more and more and more and more and more of the principles of the truth. And then once we get them, then we are responsible. Integrity shows you and you decipher what's the truth. Integrity is the word that's used for figuring it out. And when you purpose to discern and purpose to choose the truth, your life will change. It's a guarantee. I promise you, if you'll purpose after today, all right, I'm going to purpose to not stretch anything. I'm going to purpose to, no matter what the circumstance, no matter how insecure I am, no matter how much people will not like me, I'm going to be honest and above board and share. You're better off just to share. I don't quite understand, but this is what happened. This is what I did. I'll try to do better next time. Oh, okay. Have you all ever noticed when somebody comes and asks for forgiveness that you just say, yeah, no problem, man. But if they hold back, the enemy has hold of it. Let's be people of integrity. Let's stand. Neil, you want to bring your group up and let's close out with a good song. Father, I thank you. I thank you. Lord, you have placed it inside of us. We have the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. And I thank you, Father, that we've seen the scriptures, we've seen the benefits, and we've seen the blessings of walking in integrity. And Father, I thank you as I'm closing this part out, Lord, that everyone that's heard my voice here and on the internet are going to just purpose to ask the Holy Spirit to help them to walk in that integrity, no matter what the situation or the circumstance, to always walk in the truth. Because Father, the word says that the truth will set us free. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you that you're going to touch hearts and touch lives. We give you all the praise. And everybody said, amen. Yep, Jason, you're supposed to come up here. What? Neil, go ahead.
Sometimes when somebody's hurting, you just hurt with them, amen? And I've been sitting back there for the last 20 minutes watching Jason. He's having pain in his back right now, I can tell.
Squirming.
And I just really think that God wants to do something about it. Yeah. I really think that he wants to do something about it now. Yep. Give you a miracle. So, Doc and Betty, if you're in this place and you're an elder, come on up here and pray. And Mike Hoffman, I really think you're supposed to come up here too. God's still in the miracle business, folks. He still knows how to heal. Come up here, Jen. Come up here and stand with your man. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to stretch out our hands. We're going to turn the lights down. And we're going to let these guys down here pray for Jason. We're going to be in agreement with everything that they're praying. We don't have to turn the mics on to do it. You can stand there where you're at. Just be in agreement with it. I want to see a miracle. God, I want to see a miracle. Hallelujah. Let's go out praising. Amen. Come on, let's lift up a shout to the Lord right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. You're the miracle maker. We'll be right back.
encourage you. Pastors talked about the election several times during the message, and just like everybody else in the United States, I've been troubled about the election. But I've been praying a lot about it, as a lot of people in the U.S. have been doing. And the Lord showed me something that I think is going to encourage you. He showed me yesterday that in John 10:27, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and the voice of another they will not follow." And the Lord took me to Nehemiah. Nehemiah seen the walls of Jerusalem, and they were broken down. And he wept over the walls of Jerusalem being broken down. And he fasted and he prayed. But then he put action to those prayers. And he went and he did what the Lord called him to do. Tuesday, the body of Christ has a job. We have a job to do on Tuesday. And I believe that God's sheep hear his voice, and the voice of another they will not follow.
Grab a hand next to you. Father, we just thank you that we stand in agreement. We stand in all of you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you've got everything under control. The good, the bad, and the ugly you've seen, you know the outcome. Father, help us to be a part of what you're doing in the destiny of this church and the Church of America, the church around the world. We thank you, Father. We love you, and we thank you, Father, for everything in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. Give about half a dozen people a hug.